Welcome back. This is Self-Love 365, a daily podcast where we explore the concept and practice of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 15, the three S's of self-love. Hello, friends. Happy Monday morning. I hope you've got some good things in store for you this week and some time set aside to think about your self-love practice and to continue on this journey with me. It's been a whirlwind of a couple weeks, and I'm trying to settle back into regular life, which is a very good segue into today's topic and into this week's theme. This week's theme is the basics of self-love. This is week three. We're going to talk about the fundamentals, the basics of self-love. And with that in mind, the mantra I chose is, I claim my right to self-love. So that's your week three mantra. I recommend you write it down, post it up somewhere, maybe put it in your phone, have a reminder come up at a certain time every day, just so you don't forget it. And the first basic we're going to talk about is actually three things that in my mind go together. I'll call them the three S's of self-love because they all start with S: security, stability, and safety. And you could probably guess why these three things go together. It's difficult to have stability and not safety, or safety and not stability. And then security, I think, is kind of another word for those things, but I like to rope them all together. And boy, it took me a really long time to figure out that these three things that are crucial for me to be able to practice self-love. And I've talked to a lot of other humans in my age bracket that feel similarly, that these things are crucial, and yet we often work against ourselves, I guess. And I'll just speak from my own experience. My own journey is that as a child, I felt I was growing up in a chaotic environment. I didn't, for whatever reason, I wasn't aware enough to realize what was going on until like sort of after it had happened. There wasn't a ton of communication that not verbal communication. Maybe there were other things going on that I didn't pick up on. But all that to say, my childhood for me was fairly chaotic. We moved a lot. We moved every 3 years. Sometimes more often, but that was like an average. And so that often meant, you know, going to a new school, finding a new church, making new friends, getting to know a new neighborhood, setting up a new bedroom, getting used to a new house. And some of these things were exciting, and some of these habits and patterns that engendered, I continue to enjoy. So I, to this day, I enjoy moving furniture because, you know, that was, I guess, the happy part of my childhood, was getting to the newness of moving so often. And I will say that once I figured out friendship was something I desired, I don't have a lot of trouble reaching out to people I don't know. Because I've learned that that's something that does bring me joy, so it's worth any sort of trepidation. But as a child, I identified as someone who was shy. Looking back, I think it was probably more anxiety than it was shyness. But for that reason, I didn't enjoy the, you know, go to a new school and make new friends piece of that chaos. And I don't think I enjoyed not knowing sort of what the grand plan was. So then I think that led me, for a while in my 20s, I'll say this, over the course of my 40 something years, I'll be 45 this year, I sort of went on that, you know, I would go hard for stability and I would find it, and then I would get bored or anxious or whatever reason, I would sabotage it. And then I would go really hard towards chaos. And that was something I gravitate towards. I continue to gravitate towards. So there was always this back and forth, you know. So I got married when I was really young, and that would have created stability. But I sabotaged it pretty quickly. I think I made it a couple years before I had us, you know, moving across the country and there are lots of reasons why that marriage didn't work, and that's only a piece of it. But anyway, I often went back and forth from stability to chaos. But really, I wasn't, I mean, that's a very this or that thinking, because really, the whole time I was in a swirl of both. I could never choose one over the other. So it wasn't even a back and forth. It was like all around in a circle. And then when I got to that place where I had decided the kind of person I wanted to be, and I had chosen to love myself, and to take care of myself, and to, you know, just be the person I wanted to be, I realized that I paid attention to this pattern, and I started managing it better. And it's not perfect, but in order to focus on my mental health, in order to practice self-love, in order to have the kind of life I want to have, I had to come up with sort of this list of what I would call non-negotiables. And feeling safe is at the top of the list. And this could mean physical safety, because I have put myself in situations and found myself in situations where I didn't feel physically safe before. So that's of utmost priority. But it also includes safety for my mental health. So being in a supportive environment might be an example of that kind of safety. Stability includes, in the same way, stability is both me having a place that I call home, where that is stable, where I feel like I have, you know, some foreknowledge of this is our home and we're not going to pick up and leave it at any moment. And then stability also includes the ins and outs of my daily life, and knowing that, yes, there's going to be challenges, there's going to be ups and downs. You know, again, I'm not expecting any sort of perfection, but the baseline is that there are certain things I can count on, that, and I need those things, like, you know, a house and food and love from other people. And so I think if, you know, the times in my life when I haven't had when I haven't been able to point to stability and safety as being ever present, then I haven't had the wherewithal to love myself. In times when my safety, stability, security are in jeopardy, then I naturally would put self-love on the back burner because I'm reverting back to, okay, I'm focused now on staying safe, on feeling safe, on having stability. And I think that this can be a dance without being a disaster. For example, 15 years ago now, maybe not that long, but close to, I was fired. And that was, huge rug pulled out from under my feet. And that was, I reverted directly to, oh my God, I have no control. Anything can happen at any time. My brain went to that place where I felt very unstable because my world had shifted. But that was, 15 years ago or so. I think if that happened to me today, I would be able to see it as something that actually doesn't create a whole mess of chaos because I have other things in place that would provide stability in the absence of a job. And in fact, right now I'm an entrepreneur, which is not really a stable profession, in case you didn't know. There's a lot more uncertainty, and I think I'm able to do that because I've created places of stability outside of my career. It can be more nuanced now that I have practiced living in a world that can be chaotic at times. Certainly, COVID threw everything I thought I knew about certainty and uncertainty out the window, as it did for so many people. And, but one of the things I realized right away is that my safety and my security were not in jeopardy because of the place I'm in, because of my privilege, and also because of, due to that privilege, I was able to set up a certain amount of safeguards. And so again, I recognize that this isn't available for everyone. But part of feeling safe and secure for me is also figuring out a way for those other people who don't have the same privilege as me to feel safe and secure. So that's just another example of how loving myself, making sure my own self-love is not in jeopardy, allows me to put love out into the world. So for your action item, I want you to think about your own non-negotiables. I recognize that they could be totally different than mine. These are my three non-negotiables. So you think about, if you can come up with three, and they don't have to all start with S, but if you could come up with three grand picture feelings or values or core beliefs that you absolutely cannot be without. And these are to live your ideal life, a life in which you get to practice loving yourself. Okay, friends. See you tomorrow. Gratitude for all those of you who listened to this episode, and also to Henry Liu for contributing our original music, and Jesse over at Little Legends Design Studio for creating our custom graphics. Also, much love to all those of you following us on Twitter at 365_self, and to the select few of you who are following the weekly digest over at 365daysofselflove.com. Don't forget, this week's mantra is, I claim my right to self-love.